Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. All right. The portion of the program where we take a look at the football. There's only a couple of games left. And to do that, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this fine Saturday?
I'm doing terrific, Howard. And I have to say, tip of the hat, kudos to the Eagles on a job well done this football season here. Most teams could have thrown in the towel, raised the flag and gone home and got the golf clubs ready, but they did not. They played right down to the end, and I think they did an admirable job, especially for a defending Super Bowl champion.
You know what? And that's a credit to the coach. They could keep that together after they lost that game to New Orleans, and he could keep it together, and the players respect him. Doug Peterson deserves so much credit. People don't understand how hard it is for a coach to keep a team together like that, and he really did. And they just, they want to play for, obviously for themselves, but they want to play for him too. And I'm going to say, and I'll tell you this, Mark, and I don't know how you felt about it. We have a very fine gentleman who stops by to listen to you here at the Borgata every week, and he didn't like the Eagles running the play before the two-minute warning in the Chicago game. And there's a lot of people that didn't like it for the wrong reasons. And I thought he would run it down too. But then when I thought about why he didn't, it all made sense. And I don't know if where you stood on that situation. Number one, and I remember now, the crowd, and I remembered it when I started thinking about it, the crowd wasn't as loud. And that's the loudest place I've ever been in. Oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. So the crowd's not as loud. So you're taking the crowd out of the game as you're running down the field because they're scared to death the Eagles are going to score. Number two, you don't give New Orleans a chance to regroup and take a breath. And number three, you didn't give them a chance to substitute, which Doug Peterson believed they were going to zero blitz, so you didn't give them a chance to do that. And the play was successful. It's not like you rushed it. And even more so, and it's like things that a coach has to think about in a matter of seconds, New Orleans only has one timeout. So Breeze is not going to get the ball back with a lot of time. And he may not get it back with a timeout because somewhere along the way with the play clock going at 40 seconds inside 2 minutes, I don't think he would have gotten it back if the Eagles had scored with more than 20 or 30 seconds left. So after all that, if you understand that, not you, but I mean the people, Doug Peterson absolutely did the right thing. So
it sounds like he did, Howard. I wasn't aware of the substitution factor, but everything else you mentioned is checking all the boxes, and he did exactly just that. And it was just an unfortunate circumstance that the way the game ended, but the bottom line is it was well mapped out, well planned out.
Yes, yes, it was. All right, so let's take a look at the games. The first game should be the last game based on weather, but it's all about television. You know, the weather's going to be nice in Los Angeles and then New Orleans at whatever time. So the game that people hear, they want to whine about Andy Reid, not as much as they should because it's against Belichick. Who do you see and what do you see in that game?
Well, what I see here, if you break these two teams down, you can take a look at New England and how they've come alive of late. They've won three in a row to get here. But they've done that all at home, and it's really, really critical to understand that when a team goes on the road in the playoffs after having been camped at home, they really, really struggle in football games, as New England has done this football season here. If you look at New England and what they allowed in games at home this football season here, they allowed 24 points a night, or I should say less than 18 points a game at home. On the road, 24 points. Flip the script and you look at Kansas City and what they've done this year. Their defense has been bad, second worst in the league. But if you look at their home-road dichotomy, Kansas City's allowing only 17.4 points a game at home. They've been giving up 34.6 points a game on the road.
Wow.
Their scoring defense is twice as good at home as it is on the road for Kansas City here. And I'm not going to be an Andy Reid basher here like most radio shows want to be in the postseason here. He's done a lot of really, really good things here. He's had some unfortunate circumstances, but I do know this. He's dominated the AFC East in his career. He's been a solid money winner against the AFC East, 19-8 against the point spread. I like this home road dichotomy for the defenses, and I love the fact that New England did all their damage at home this year and nothing on the road. I think the Chiefs win in advance in this football game.
Wow. Now, a look at the total. It's going to be cold, and they scored a lot of points the first time. And if I remember correctly, you have told me in the past, whatever they do the first time, you look at the opposite the next time. So they were over in their first game this year. Would you look at the under this year?
I would certainly look under. They weren't only over. They flew over the total in that first minute. They scored 83 total points in the football game. And, you know, the fact of the matter is at this stage of the football playoffs, the deeper you go, the more the defenses step up and play their games. One of these two teams in both games is going to play a sterling defensive game. Both would have to bust for this game to get over the total here, and I think there's value to go under this big total in the football game.
All right, the other game is in – normally you look at the home teams, but somehow, and we've talked about this, that a road team's going to win. You just got to figure out which one. Do you think the Rams are that team?
I think the Rams could be that team, Howard. You take a look at their MO and what Sean McVay brings with the Rams here. They're 14-3 straight up in games away from the Coliseum, the best road record in the last 2 years in the National Football League. They know how to take care of business on the road. They're also coming in here with some pretty good momentum here. They've won and covered each of their last three football games in a row after having struggled after that huge 8-0 start they got out to. And who blew that start? It was New Orleans who ruined their perfect season back in November in that 45-35 loss. So now you've got a New Orleans football team here. That number one seed in the NFC has done really well in the playoffs. There's no question. But suddenly, this team is in regression here. I mean, you look at their last three football games, they've scored more than 20 points only one time in their last three football games. Their offense is not hitting on all cylinders. You've got Tlaib back in the defensive backfield for the Rams who missed that first football game. That's going to put added pressure on Drew Brees in this contest here. I think the Rams have a good chance to win this football game.
You know, when I look at that, and the conditions obviously aren't a factor in this game, but that stadium is so loud. I'm telling you, I have never been in a louder stadium than that place. And then they get the fans to pump it up. Do you think that is a big factor, or is that just a small factor?
Well, it's a factor. There's no question. That's one of the reasons for the success the Saints have enjoyed, especially in the postseason. But I will say that having been there this season, I think will be beneficial to the Rams. They know what to expect. They're not going to be walking into a battle unknowing, you know, what the environment's all about here. They know what the situation's all about. So I'm sure they've game planned for that. And I say having been there earlier this year, I think will be beneficial to the Rams in this contest.
All right, another high total in this game. This game is, 57 or 58? And they went over the first time they played. So do you look at this, even though it's indoors, look at this as an under because of the way it went the first time?
I think you have to. Again, it's all about value, and it's all about a circumstance. And like you say, they went over the total the first game here. And the New Orleans offense just not hitting on all cylinders right now. And if you take a look at what the Rams have done on the road, this is another case of breaking these numbers down. The Rams, what they allow on the road is 18.5 points a game. At home, they allow 27.4 points a game. So they're a touchdown better defensively on the road are the Rams than they are at home. I think this is value again. I think both of these totals, the only way I would look at them would be under the total in both games.
All right, I will ask you, since there's a full slate of college basketball, or if there's somebody in the pros, do you have a game for the people in either college or the pros?
Well, I'm going to give you this in the NBA. Not people are going to like this, but the bottom line here is the Philadelphia 76ers have forgotten how to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's 18 straight times in a row they've lost to the Thunder. Oklahoma City comes in off back-to-back straight-up upset losses in the game, and you've got the Sixers off that big 24-point win against Indiana on the road. They're home for just a one-game road trip here. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder taking points is a gift in the basketball game. I think they make it 19 in a row against the Sixers tonight. I'm going to play Oklahoma City.
Oh, wow. So that's kind of interesting. And I will ask you about one game because sure. It's kind of weird that Virginia is only a 1.5-point underdog to Duke at Duke. I just can't get by that number. And why is it so low? And is the line telling me something?
Well, the line is likely telling you something, but it's there for a reason. The reason being this Virginia defense is just playing smothering lights out, much like they did last year. One of two undefeated teams in college basketball here. But you've got Duke at home off a home loss, and you don't find Krzyzewski losing too many back-to-back home games. And also, Duke beat this team the last time they played. So it's Duke revenge, their home off a home loss. Virginia coming in off a big 22-point win here. Despite the fact the line is low, I would still look at Duke in this game here. Duke has got some injuries. They got a starter out of the lineup, and they got a seventh key man also hurt right now. So the combination of the injuries and the fact that Virginia is playing this smothering defense is what the low line is all about. But I still like Duke in the basketball game.
And because Syracuse upset the number one team, you got to go against Syracuse today too. Right?
Unquestionably, you do. You take a look at also the makeup of the series inside of that. Pitts beat Syracuse 20 of the last 30 times they played, and they play really well against the Orange, so I think this has got let down written all over for Syracuse in the game.
All right, great. We'll still talk next week because there'll be all kinds of prop bets that we'll look at. And if people have questions about Mark Services, 800-321-7777, on the internet at playbook.com, and lots of good statistical information on in the App Store at Playbook Cube. So, Mark, you have a great week. Unfortunately, the Eagles aren't playing the Rams this week, but it was still, I think, a successful season.
That it was, Howard. Enjoy the games. Be well, and I'll hook up with you next week.
Thanks. All right, take care. Right. Mark Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.